Hello everybody, and welcome to the new UK radio show, Kevin's Cosmic Capers. My name is Kevin Smith, and it's a pleasure to be with you again. Humans, since the very beginning, have looked up at the stars, and undoubtedly pondered the reality they find themselves in, the purpose of life, and if indeed there is a God, some being that created everything, and has some reasoning as to its creation, some plan or other. And of course, many humans throughout history have been adamant that indeed some God exists, and he sits in some heavenly abode, and has his reasons for bringing forth the universe, and all the peoples upon it. Endless religions have sprung up throughout the ages, from all corners of the globe, some fleeting, others more permanent, and maintaining a foothold at this current time. Each religion equally as sure that their faith, their particular mode of worship, is in fact the right one, and their God, whichever form he or she may take, or even a collection of them, is the genuine deal, and all other religions are misled, misguided, and if necessary, wars must be fought and slaughter administered to ensure the perpetuation of what each religion and those that represent it would proclaim to be the true God and the true religion. As many people that attach themselves to a religion will be those that consider the likelihood of some mighty individual who must have created everything, for where did everything come from? Science will be quick to fill the void, to offer a ream of papers, calculations, and seemingly very intelligent, crazy-haired scientific types with impressive credentials to explain how there were big bangs, everything is random, chaos theories, this theory, that theory, etc. The more complicated the theory, and the more complex the accompanying equation, the more credible it seems. For how can a universe of such magnitude be represented or explained by anything less than an equation that fills several books? Then there are those that dismiss all these notions. They use these books of equations as beer mats, and think very little about the ponderings of life and possible gods. The matter can now be laid to rest. The answers are available, and finally, these ponderings which have plagued the mind and had people scratching their noses in contemplation for eons, can be resolved. The knowledge which has been hidden from humanity is readily available for all who take the time and wish it to be known. Exploration of places in life beyond just the physical level is indeed possible, for awareness of individuals extends throughout creation, the physical life levels, and levels never realized. For when individuals sleep, the physical body is placed aside temporarily, and automatically the individual will be at liberty to roam the places of creation beyond, according to the personal self's wants, and indeed ability to perceive and navigate these places. Potentially, then, an individual can travel throughout creation. Individuals can reach the outer edge of creation, a dark border, which may well seem to be the final position, a void, a nirvana, a place beyond the mind and emotions. Exploration by individuals unassisted will be no easy task in regards to gathering information and determining the structure of creation, visiting all the best spots, and learning of the unique qualities of the various different regions or planes. One could get in quite the pickle, and very easily deceived, if they lack the ability or awareness to discern deception, for there are many who would wish knowledge of creation beyond the physical to remain unknown. Many individuals have been very adept at such exploration. Notable examples would be the Gnostics, but all too readily their findings, and indeed the Gnostics and others like them, would meet an ill fate, as agents on the physical levels work tirelessly to keep such findings secret on behalf of individuals that are forever in the shadows unseen, and ultimately those beyond the physical, taking up residence in the unseen and generally unknown areas of creation. Fortunately, at this time, human consciousness is such that the overall want to be more has allowed the presence of what can provide knowledge, guidance, and information on creation, its structure, and indeed how to navigate through it and potentially supersede it. It transpires that the world we find ourselves in, the universes of the physical level, is all part of a simulated matrix, which comprises, in fact, of five levels. At least this is how it would seem from the personal self. A personal self that turns out to be every bit as much a creation as the simulator it is in. For with the want to be and see more overwhelmingly, even if those that harbour these wants can't precisely pinpoint the specifics of this want, this allows universal guides to operate more effectively in the simulator, allows them to prepare and back individuals to carry super knowledge to the masses, that the nature of the simulator becomes known. For it transpires that the creational simulator is designed as a generator of experience, and that every individual within it has the tools required to utilize the simulator to create whatever experiences they wish. The simulator is the experience arena and consists of a singular principle, that of cause and effect, and it is this principle which offers the potential for any experience to be created. It falls upon, then, each and every individual within the simulator to get about creating, and the personal self, which is also a creation, is designed to operate with the creational matrix it resides in. Every level of the simulator, 1 to 5, will have its corresponding body vehicle, and each vehicle will have unique attributes that create ideas, emotional thought ideas, that once created, once decided upon, will result in a corresponding experience that mirrors, reflects the specific nature of the idea. The creational simulator is a reflective bubble. Individuals, then, it transpires, can have, be, and do whatever they want in a simulator that produces the experiences that reflect the ideas decided upon, the cause and effect principle in action. Everything in the simulator, then, is a creation, and everything created is based on the decision to do so, an agreement to bring forth an idea creation that results in the experience reflecting the idea agreed upon. Agreement, then, is required for any idea, be it an individual's or an idea not of that individual but of another, to culminate in the experience through cause and effect. In other words, for something to feature in an individual's experience, they must agree with the idea that whatever the something is a reflection of. This applies with individual experience, and overall mass experience, if the masses agree with an idea. The experience reflecting this idea will feature in the lives of the masses. We can see, then, how this principle, if understood, is a very powerful means of manipulation, of control, of forging the world and circumstances one might want for oneself and others. If one can get the masses to agree with the idea, that culminates in the effect of the world one might wish to forge. No control system can operate without the agreement to the ideas of control. This applies to anything that is to be experienced by the overall masses. The grass wouldn't be green unless everyone agreed it was so, etc. And this is why the real guides have quite the time presenting their super knowledge. They must slip through the cracks of self-decided experiential limitation. Limitation in regards to what else there may be besides creational positions. But there comes a time when individuals, by and large, are wanting more, having perhaps overwhelmingly reached experiential saturation. And it is this want, without perhaps understanding exactly what this want is, that is tantamount to agreement, that allows the real guides to set up, to put forth individuals, and present possibilities beyond the limited creational positions every individual has restricted themselves to for millions of lifetimes, since they first stepped into the simulator, in fact. It transpires that, yes, creation is a simulator, and its purpose is that of providing experience, and the created self that resides in the created simulator, that everyone believed was actually them, is in fact overseen by who each individual actually is, and that is a real being of light, and resides in real universes of the all is. An all is that the simulator is a part of, but is a pale reflection of. And then we learn of how the purpose of life is to recognize that every individual is a free being of light, and stands with the is now, but must recognize this position in order to assume it entirely. This would be rather the impossible task without the presence of the real guides, as every individual would be floundering in their created lives with the created vehicles they thought they were, with no possible ability to be aware of anything beyond the simulation. But the guides wait. Life watches on, watching the eons roll by as the simulator created personal selves transition from lifetime to lifetime and build their consciousness, store all their experiences, until that time that experiential saturation is attained, demonstrated by how individuals start to reach for more. Experiment in the simulator more than ever before, and put out a collective want, a cause for more. This cause must have the effect, the experience to follow, as is the nature of the simulator, the experience then reflecting the nature of the want, a want to be more. Agreement is secured, then, that allows the ears to feature in the simulator, or this particular simulator at any rate, as there are endless versions at different stages and states of collective consciousness. It falls upon the individual chosen by the guides, the one best suited for the task, to provide as best as is able the super knowledge of creation, its function, its mechanics, and information references of the all is, and the real purpose of every individual. Every individual has their real self waiting to be acknowledged, and a connection to the real self is afforded, a connection to the real universes of the true light reality that the real self resides in. At this time, the connection is the new you song. With agreement and willingness by an individual, the connection made with the new you song, the assistance of the universal guides, a process of recognition can begin. We now can say that individuals taking this on are becoming more aware, connecting with their real selves, and so have real awareness. As moments pass, with focus and embracing the real intent, which can only be accepted if one is connecting with the real self, as the created personal self will generally only seek to exact intent and objectives in keeping with its wants and creational thrill-seeking ideas. As moments pass, a slow, gradual recognition of the ears can be so, assuming focus is maintained, experience catalogued in the causal vehicle, experience of all lifetimes lived in the simulator, and experience now provided by the real guides, is used as comparisons to afford recognition of the ears. Unlike in the simulator, where the body vehicles have the facility to perceive the life levels they correspond with, nothing of the personal created self and the five bodies it incorporates can perceive the ears. It becomes then a recognition, and an effective means of doing so is to vacillate between various viewpoints and positions, alternating between the personal self and the various parts it comprises, through to being shown glimpses of the real universes, and gradually the subtle differences can be appreciated, and the means by which one can be with the ease realized, the ability to recognize it, no easy undertaking, and it falls on each individual to learn to recognize the ease, to see what it sees, to use the sun as a demonstration of how to simply be. Being isness, beyond the ponderings of the mind and sensual yearnings of the emotions. And eventually, with focus and determination, the ears may be recognized, and how one may stand real with it, to stand real with the universal guides, and for that individual, the creational matrix and the created vehicles used within it serve no further purpose. They were designed for experience generating, to bring the personal self to a point of wanting more than the experiences within a simulator, that want then an agreement for assistance in an endeavour difficult to quantify by the personal self, but an agreement that allowed the real guides to feature in the individual's experience, as the guides recognize this risk-taking courage and afford the opportunity. And if the individual stays the course, sees the process of awareness through to recognition of the ease, creation for that individual is no longer required and superseded, as the individual becomes what they already were, a true being of real light, standing with the ease. Throughout this process, knowledge is gleaned about creation. These age-old questions can be answered, these ponderings resolved. For with awareness, with the new you song connection, an individual has far more freedom to explore creation when they place the physical vehicle aside for their sleep period. What was once considered dreams by those unaware who lack the connection to the ears, who were not ready for such an opportunity, or simply refused it, now becomes what we term the real side. The unaware will still have dreams and still be exploring, but in a far more limited way, and as such it's unlikely they will ever resolve the secrets of creation, as it were, assuming they even have an interest to do so. For the risk-takers, for those accepted by the universal guides, the dream arena is blown wide open. Exploration is far more expansive. The guides will take the individuals throughout creation and to its most far-flung regions. A super training will begin and is continuous. Even as we have our awareness in our physical bodies, as we go about our physical lives, the training continues, as everything is. And so, everything in fact is happening in every new moment. It's just our awareness that focuses in specific areas, vehicles, and life levels. Were we fully connected with our real selves and beyond the simulator, we would be everywhere and everything simultaneously, the being isness state. But in the meanwhile, as we have our simulator dwelling created personal selves, our focus, our awareness, can only be in each experience we walk through on the physical level. Each experience we have decided and agreed upon. The real side is more expansive. We can begin to experience simultaneous happenings. We can jump from scene to scene without the necessity of travel, distance and time. That is the restriction of the personal self and the physical life level. Instead of sequential, segregated experience, we can ping all over creation on the real side, with the connection we now have to our real awareness and real selves. There must, of course, be a little by way of sequence, for we must realistically bring our experiences back with us to our personal selves, as the experiences, the evaluations of them, the recognition of what is demonstrated within them is required for our real awareness and recognition of the is purposes. If we are able to be as objective as we can within the experiences, as the real side becomes so, with our connection to our real selves, our real awareness, the same recognition that is required for the is needed to fully interpret the real side dreams also. It seems then it is the personal self and the extent to which it is connected with that will block the full recognition of the real side adventures and demonstrations at the point of delivery, that we can't understand them or even experience them in any way like they actually are. Or on returning to the physical level, we may be unable to recollect them or decipher them, again according to the connection we are choosing to have with our personal selves. We are literally getting in our own way, or allowing our creation to stand in our way, and recognition of the real side experiences are diminished. as they must filter through the various faculties, mind, emotions, etc., of the created self that obscures the recognition, a recognition that is dependent upon the extent by which we are able to be connected with our real selves, our real awareness. That is why we refer to the dreams now as real and on the real side, for the nature of our exploration now is very much from the real self-perspective, with our real awareness, and recognition then is required. As much as recognition would be required to see and be with the ears. The real side and what we experience there will be according to our ability to recognize it, and the trick is to be able to bring it back and record it with as much real awareness connection as we can maintain, that we can best receive what the dream was demonstrating for us. So it can be that an individual could have exactly the same experience 3 nights in a row, and if in each case the individual had a different degree of real self and awareness connection, the recognition of the experience could vary accordingly, and so the same experience could seem to be 3 completely different experiences in accordance with the connection to the real self and the ability to recognize the experience, the extent to which the personal created self was connected to and obscured the experience. But regardless, the real guides are constantly demonstrating awareness-provoking scenes and situations, creating whole arenas of experience for our awareness, like making movie sets, so we might recognize what it is the guides are trying to convey to us. They are also taking us across creation, that we become familiar with the life levels, that we can recognize the subtle differences, that we can acclimatize to and perceive them. For if our awareness is predominantly of the physical and astral life levels, which for most will be the case, our awareness never strays much into the other subtle parts of ourselves and the life levels corresponding with them. We would be unpracticed in the ability to perceive much beyond the astral, and for some, even the astral level may seem a hazy, dream-like place, according to an individual's personal exploration and focus. Each vehicle has the ability to perceive its life level, but we need a little practice in having our awareness within seldomly visited positions. And so, with our awareness expanding demonstrations, with our creational explorations, courtesy of the real guides, We also will have training of the nature of the simulator, its key aspects, and all that it comprises of. The individual who is the one presenting the super-knowledge of the ears at the moments where agreement allows such to be known will be tasked in presenting much of the knowledge based on said individual's experiences. They will have then quite the intensive course and training that encompasses many lifetimes of study and exploration as they are prepared for their position. This certainly saves a lot of time, and everybody who accepts this individual and takes heed of the knowledge imparted will have a quick crash course and get up to speed on everything that the individual delivering the super knowledge would have taken many lifetimes to accrue and compile. It is akin to jumping on a bus rather than walking, making far more sense to take advantage of the knowledge that the chosen individual at this time, being Dwayne Heppner, the new man, provides. The real guides will be training all the new students also, and much of the real side experiences becomes a means by which to verify the information Dwayne provides. Everybody then can become witnesses, testifying to the authenticity of the information as they will experience it now for themselves. Every individual also can be shown and indeed requested to know whatever they feel is important for their knowledge. The real guides will respond and provide every individual who has made their real self-connection and is on their process with whatever they wish to know. They will be shown on the real side, or perhaps on the physical life level, depending on the nature of the question. Perhaps one may overhear a conversation and the answer provided this way. Life and the guides always are showing us something, and it falls upon us to pay attention to what life is demonstrating to us now, to the extent that guides will momentarily manipulate creation on the physical level if they feel it necessary to get a point to an individual. And so we can see that the secrets of creation can be so no more. We can seek our own answers. We can resolve all our ponderings, and ultimately, when we stand with the ears, we can access the universal files. These files contain all the knowledge of everything, and are only accessible by those standing with the ears, or those still in creation that the guides allow, that they trust will not use the knowledge for personal, frivolous, or derisive purposes. So we know what creation is. We know why we are here. We now know the mechanics of the creation we are in, and how it is in fact a simulator. And now we can resolve the age-old quandary of the possibility of a god, and the religions that seem to be adamant of the existence of these gods. We discover, in fact, that we are the decider of everything in our lives. We are the creator of our experience, and whatever circumstances befall us. We are, in fact, the creator of our body vehicles, that which we forge experiences with in the simulator. Our awareness dictates the extent to which we create each physical vehicle for each new incarnation. Awareness is expansive. It always seeks to be so, until it becomes more so real awareness, then recognition of how to be with the is. The more aware we become, the more connected with our real selves we are, the more we are earning our awareness, and the less we are indulging in personal self-wants only. As everything in creation is a reflective bubble, as everything equals itself, cause and effect will have a bearing on the body type we assume each lifetime. With ever expanding real awareness, even should we still return for further lifetimes, our physical vehicle will reflect generally the awareness we have. We will have far more clay by which to mould our physical vehicles as the effect consequence of connecting with our real selves and awareness. The more we are connected with our real selves, the more adept it is at making physical vehicles, should we return for another lifetime, the more clay we have as the effect of causes set in motion of a more awareness-orientated nature. The opposite holds true for those who have no connection. Their awareness isn't expanding, or in fact allowed to, and they remain very much with their personal selves only. This will limit to the extent the real self's ability to forge each subsequent body form. The real self will always be there and have the task of creating the next body type for itself, but is limited according to the clay it gets to work with. Less awareness results in more personal self-only created ideas and the consequent limited effect or experience that stems from that, including the clay available for forming the next body type. And for those who have no connection and chase personal self-wants, but of a type that is abrasive and restricting of others, those that set up ideas of control and manipulate others to agree with this limitation also may find they are far more limited in the material they have by which to forge their next lifetime body vehicle. We can expect then distorted body types for such individuals as the real self tries its best with the limited material it has available. Because of the overall agreement to individuals whose ideas are of a restricting of awareness and destructive nature, the awareness is at such a low ebb that everybody returning to future lifetimes can expect to have distorted body types consequently, in keeping with this model of cause and effect. Everybody creating ideas of distortion or agreeing with them, which is tantamount to the same thing, will experience distorted effects, dire future lifetimes, and distorted body types that reflect the lack of awareness and the lack of material the real self has to work with. But regardless, we can see that we are the decider of everything, including the creator of the body vehicles we forge for our physical level lifetimes. The real self has created the personal self for the simulator, and so no God or any other being has a hand in this creating. Any God or any being, whatever they choose to call themselves, will only be able to create their own body vehicles. All any other being can do is manipulate an individual into agreement to distortion, and can effect then a distorted or altered body type in accordance with the idea agreed with. But again, the individual has to agree with this idea for any individual to have a bearing on what body form or degree of distortion the body form may have in future lifetimes. And yes, there are indeed gods, but these are not the mighty beings they would have us believe. All self-proclaimed gods will be as much within the simulator as any other individual, and yes, they will have real selves just like all the individuals who choose to worship these so-called creational gods. And like all individuals, the real self stands with the ears, awaiting recognition, and is beyond the limited considerations of the mind, the emotional drives and desires, the want to dominate, to control, to be a god and regarded as such. Individuals in creation can have whatever they want. It is a free will simulator. You choose what you desire. You decide and agree on whatever you want, and the experience unfolds. If it is an experience that incorporates other individuals, particularly on a mass creational scale. You cannot exact this experience unless you have the agreement of all those you want in your experience. If you want to be a controller, if you want to dominate great swathes of individuals, they must agree with your position. They must agree with the control you have over them. And by doing so, the resulting experience for all will be you as the controller and the masses as the controlled. And so we have the five levels, and what sits at each of these levels as the governor are what we might call very ambitious dictators. It's all very well to control a planet, but imagine controlling an entire life level and everything that is beneath the life level you control. If it is agreement that is required to secure your position of control, as it cannot be the experience of the controller or the controlled unless agreed with, then individuals securing far greater positions of greater control must have secured greater agreement to that position. On each of the levels, then, we have reptilian controllers, warlords, very ambitious controllers, who have assumed their positions through agreement. Initially, the positions were made available, as when individuals first entered the creational simulator, very soon did they lose their connection to their real selves and awareness. They became lost in their creations. Like all unconscious individuals in creation, unaware of the mechanics of cause and effect, they would create, and of course would create poorly, in the sense that they would unwittingly create ideas or causes that would produce unsavoury and disagreeable effects or experiences. Puzzled were they by these happenings, and also it would seem that individuals with perhaps a greater grasp of creational cause and effect mechanics would wish to exact unsavoury effects or experiences, or whatever experiences they chose, and shrug off responsibility for the experiences they had created. For isn't it easier to blame one's shortcomings on something external to one's self? That it must surely be due to that individual over there, or circumstances beyond one's control, rather than accept full responsibility that every individual is the creator and decider of every facet of their experience and life, every detail. Ultimately, then, it's very easy to imagine passing responsibility to something that cannot refute or dispute the blame. Easy to create imaginary individuals individuals who are all powerful. For obviously, for all of these happenings to be so, for all of these random occurrences that seem to be going on beyond anyone's apparent ability to control, must be due to some powerful, otherworldly being. And this then would set the stage for the emerging of the gods. Everything in creation is based on agreement, overall agreement to an idea makes it the overall experience for those agreeing with it. Back in these early times then, at what must have been the golden epoch, where free will was afforded, the free will assumed when body types of a particular consciousness state becomes so, the position of gods was agreed to. Agreement then to all-powerful deity-type individuals that lord over creation and are responsible for all that seems to occur. It isn't that the gods, the individuals who reside as the ambitious controllers of the creational life levels, were created, but more the position of being a controller over the life levels was made available through agreement, and all it takes then is for an ambitious controller type to assume such a position. And very ambitious then was the Callum God. He would take his place as the self-proclaimed God up to the mental world levels. He is the Lord God of all the followers of the belief systems on Earth and up to the mental worlds. His identity will differ from faith to faith, from religion to religion, but they are all still him. He is the three-headed God, with the deceptive faces of benevolence, fear, and influence. As with any individual of a controlling persuasion, their position of control is dependent upon agreement, and so it's very apparent that everything of the levels below the Callum, below the mental levels, must be geared to glean agreement for the maintenance of the Callum's position. This position then is maintained through the various systems on the Earth. Using Earth as the example, everything from politics, science, spirituality, and chiefly amongst these will be religion. Religion being the most apparent as a support structure for the maintenance of a god, for every religion will worship gods, will have some ancient book or other that is presented as evidence, and an entire philosophy and way of being will be presented with each religion that stems back to effectively agreement to the Callum God and the maintenance of his position. For yes, every religion is worshipping and agreeing with the same individual's position. That of the three-headed reptilian god Kalorm, and all those who are Satanists, those that worship instead what they consider is the polar opposite to God, that of a fallen angel-type character, are also worshipping Kalorm. For God and the devil are in fact the same individual, and he has cunningly garnered agreement for his position through every system in operation beneath his mental world's level. These reptilian life-level gods, including the Kalorm, are responsible for the maintenance of the dualistic principles of creation. They oversee the dualistic powers of good and bad. It is their function to make sure all individuals remain unaware of the real universes of real freedom, and they certainly will never promote the real connection. The sound light reality of the all is. Creation is quite the snare, particularly with its dualistic aspect. Agreement with any idea that has us fall on one side of the fence or the other, standing for good or evil, will keep us in creation, regardless of how noble we think we may be, as we battle the dark forces, or we work on their behalf. Cause and effect will still apply. The experiential consequence will be further future lifetimes in accordance with agreeing with the dualistic ideas of creation, the Kalorm God, and the forces that represent him and prop him up will play both sides consequently. In order for the Kalorm to maintain his position, he must have agreement, and must ensure those agreeing with him remain in the creational simulator. And so he cares not what ideas people agree with. He cares not if people fight for justice and righteousness, or if they promote control and derision. They will all be staying in the simulator, and they will all be agreeing with his position, because all systems of the earth are tantamount to agreement that keeps the Kalorm in his chair. From the blatantly obvious religious support networks to politics, science, etc., all are systems devised by the reptilians. All are systems, therefore, of control, and all control of the unconscious masses of the simulator slaves lead to the Kalorm's door. For yes, the control system is a little like a reptilian pyramid scheme. All the various tiers of control that stem from that which we see, the politicians, etc., to that which we don't, those pulling the strings, and then we go off planet to the reptilians, operating on the physical and astral levels, to the reptilian gods of the life levels, to the Kalorm, who sits on the mental level's throne. The incentive for all the various individuals at the various levels of control will be, of course, the power they have over the tiers below them, and all will have power over the mass of slaves that prop up their positions, their reptilian pyramid with their agreement. Of course, controllers never have enough power, and you can expect that they will always be seeking to claim greater personal positions, all very eager to stab each other in the back for gains up the pyramid. Every individual assumed their controller position by seizing it from another. The royalty and bloodline elites of the earth didn't earn their land and wealth, they simply stole it, either from the agreeing, acquiescing slaves, or from another controlling elite. The Kalorm is also a conqueror. He would have assumed his position in much the same way. Perhaps other self-proclaimed gods preceded him, and he always must fight and keep others from claiming his spot. But he rather likes the confrontation and the battles, so seems he is quite content in the ever experience of potential battle and defence of his position that he must have as his chosen life. And religious origins actually stem from the lesser reptilian physical astral minions that work at the Kalorm's behest, as when they initially found the planet Earth, they would find a species of intelligent monkey. A little genetic tinkering, combining their DNA with the monkeys, and they would secure a race of slave workers that became the humans. To maintain their control of the humans, especially when they would depart from the planet, at least beyond immediate sight, they would set up the initial religions to perpetuate worship of their species. Very easy to impress upon the early humans with their technologies, how it would instill the notion that these reptilians must be gods. And so the foundation of control was set, religions established, the reptilians considered to be gods, and these early events soon would fade from living memory and conveniently be omitted from any books or histories, for yes, the reptilians would maintain a presence on the planet through their elite hybrid and placed bloodlines, ensuring this knowledge never be known. And of course, all religions established ultimately lead to the door of that which the reptilian invaders and human re-engineers ultimately answer to, the top of the control pyramid, agreement then to the Kalorm god and his position, And so we can see now what life in the creational matrix is all about. Its purpose, function, and mechanics. The real universes of the is beyond, and the realization that yes, there are indeed gods, but these gods are not what we think they are. They are just very adept conquerors. Creation is certainly very complex. It is designed for the recognition of the is. But with free will, it also will always harbour the villains, the controllers, and conquerors. And yes, the controllers will do their best to keep us all in the matrix, to maintain their control. But we must always remember how we are the decider of everything in our lives. Our every experience is by our creational design. And at any time we decide, we can choose something different. And when an opportunity like the one being presented now by Dwayne Heppner through the new presentation, backed by the real universal guides as emissaries of the ears, comes our way, we would be very short-sighted indeed to pass up this golden, once-in-a-million-lifetimes opportunity. For created consciousness must be of a particular that agreement is ventured, that facilitates a new presentation being present in our experience. And this generally tends to be a very small window, for agreement can just as easily be withdrawn. The controllers can bring in more methods of awareness restriction, more distractions, more subliminal programming. That agreement to the opportunity of the is can swiftly vanish, and a new presentation cannot be in creation any longer. We must remember that creation served a function, and experiences can be varied and endless in their possibility. But as varied as the experiences can be, it is all very limited. We are subject and bound by cause and effect, and always controller types will feature and further restrict experience into an agreed design of their making. There is no freedom here, only implied freedom. We all are slaves, and in agreement to a system of slavery that limits even further experience that is possible, a suppression of awareness that is reflected in the overall experience, a deteriorating world with the very creational simulator in jeopardy. For if awareness is increasingly restricted, this is reflected in the experience of the very simulator. Cause and effect will ultimately, if continuing along these lines, culminate in an implosion of the simulator. So now is surely the time to depart from it, to grasp the opportunity provided by the real guides to supersede a limited, creational, personal, self-immersed experience of control and restriction, and assume and recognize a position as a real being of light with the ease, which we all are now. We must just make the choice, the decision to do so. We are forever the decider of everything in our experience, and we can all, if we so choose, get out of the simulator altogether and stand with the real guides and the true reality of the all is. And that about wraps it up for the show, Kevin's Cosmic Capers. I hope you found it awareness-inducing, and I will finish with the New You song. New You. I will see you all next time.